Bob Davis.
How many savings are you going to give us today, Mr. Davis?
I could just read my motion then.
Well, that would save us some of your time, right?
Morning.
Morning,
good
sir.
Morning.
She's a day behind.
I respect skilled labor. I'm married to an IBEW guy.
This motion didn't say we couldn't do that.
Okay.
Yeah. They're going to investigate different options.
That's right. Good.
The engineering department is requesting permission to prepare and post public hearing notices for an annexation of several parcels of land to the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. A map and brief talking comments were included in your package for today's meeting. I have additional copies if anyone would like those, needs one. I will refer to the larger map at my left. The area that we're requesting for annexation is west of the Long Neck area. And some of the landmarks on the map and roadways, I would point out, we have Long Neck Road, we have Route 24. At the intersection of Long Neck Road and Route 24, we have the Wilmington Trust Bank. Moving south, we have the Bayshore Shopping Center, Back Bay Shopping Center with Happy Harry's, and this is Bay Farm Road, and then Autumn Road and Branch Road. And the area that we're requesting for consideration of annexation is the green area shown on your map that is also cross-hatched. The area proposed for annexation is shown cross-hatched on the map. I'm sorry, I'm repeating myself. It includes the proposed development of Deerbrook. A written request for annexation was received from the owner of the proposed project, and the application fee for annexation consideration has been paid. The area proposed for annexation adjoins the existing sanitary sewer district, which is shown on yellow at the map at the front and on your map. The Deerbrook project is proposed for development into a 128-lot subdivision and has the required zoning, GR. The area is within the future service area of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District. Service to the parcels is in harmony with present and future sewer planning for the area. A sanitary sewer concept plan for Deerbrook was approved on April 21st, 2011. Additional parcels along Branch and Autumn Roads are included in the proposed annexation area and will be served by the Deerbrook developer during construction of their project. The Deerbrook developer sent letters November 1st, 2007 to parcel owners in the additional area that discussed their proposal to develop and install sewer. The letter included a survey form, and the results were the owners of 35 parcels requested to be annexed, and 14 indicated they were not interested. The Deerbrook developer will install gravity lines in Autumn and Branch Roads and include adequate capacity to serve the additional parcels through their pump station they build. The applicant, Gus Kroll, is an underground utility contractor. The developer will pay an estimated $444,000 in systems connection fees. Let's see, the proposed date for the public hearing notices to be posted and for advertising is July 6, 2011, and a public hearing is tentatively scheduled for July 26, 2011 at 11 a.m. in County Council Chambers. Are there any questions?
Any questions for Mr. Davis? Motion.
I have a motion. Be it moved by the Sussex County Council that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to prepare and post notices for the extension of the Long Neck Sanitary Sewer District to include an area of land as presented on May 24th, 2011.
So moved.
We have a motion, second. Mr. Cole, second. Mrs. Deaver. Any question on a motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Next, grant request, Mrs. Webb.
Thank you. First one today, Delaware SPCA.
They're in Georgetown?
They do have a Georgetown office, mm-hmm. Yes.
And where is this clinic? Is this a special one-day clinic, or is this something that they do all the time? They just, does it stay? Sometimes they have these special.
I think this is something they do all the time. It's the high, what they call the high volume, high quality spay neuter clinic at the Georgetown location. So it is in Sussex County.
All right, I'll make it.
And it's to subsidize the surgeries.
Right. I'll make a motion. We give $100 each because it does benefit the entire county.
We have a motion.
That's the Rooney office.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any question on the motion?
What did they specify any amount? That
they're requesting $2,000.
$2,000.
Oh. I'll make a motion. We give $200 each.
Second.
Yeah, motion and second. Question on the motion.
Instead of dogs and cats, we'll just do cats.
Cats. We'll take the vote. Vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Next.
Thank you. Wildlife Habitat.
Is that a new one?
They used to receive a human service grant a while ago. But what they do is they do a series of, they have host an annual event, Kids Day and NRA Day in Dagsboro. Yes. And they provide scholarship money to a graduating Sussex County high school senior. And they're looking for support for their annual Kids Day.
We've done that before, haven't we?
Yes. Well, we did it as a human service grant a while ago, and then somehow they got off the list. We funded them at $500 back in 2004.
$500. Mm-hmm. And it is a countywide event.
Right. Make a motion to give $100
each. It is open to families second. Everywhere.
Yeah. Second. Motion and second to give $100 each. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Cheer. Sussex County Cheer at the Community Center in Georgetown is having a car show benefiting the Meals on Wheels program. And they're looking for a sponsorship for $250.
Maybe we get
$50 each? What
they're asking? No, just one. One, two. From the council, we're just going to be a sponsor. Sussex okay. County Council, make a motion that we break it up five ways, I guess.
$250. $50 each, then, right?
$50.
$50 each. Have a motion
and a second. And we'll sponsor, we'll be a sponsor.
Have a motion and a second. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes.
And this is the last West Sussex one, the American Cancer Center for the Relay for Life.
Up West Sussex.
Yeah,
West.
2011 Relay for Life.
Okay, that's like that's I guess over here.
Mm-hmm. It's hear no evil, see no evil, and speak no evil down here. Have to take care of this one.
Where's this at?
Anyone?
West Sussex, West.
And they asked for a civic amount.
West.
They're just asking for a donation. We have given 1,000 to the Seaford one in the past.
I move we give $100 each from Wilson, Vincent, Phillips.
Second. And a second. $100 each from Mr.
And Cole.
On it.
Mr. No, Phillips, Mr. Wilson.
We give more when we have cancer over in East Side.
Mm-hmm. Any question on the motion?
Doesn't give you much treatment.
Take a vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
And that's it.
Introduction proposed zoning ordinances. Mr. Rutt.
Yes, we have four proposed ordinances. First, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a CR1 commercial residential district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, containing 3.03 acres more or less, filed on behalf of Joel Farr.
I'll introduce it.
Cole, introduce it. Next.
Next, an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district to a B1 neighborhood business district for a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400 Sussex County containing 1.01 acres more or less, and this is filed on behalf of Joseph Balsamo.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Wilson introduced it. Next.
Next, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an automobile service and repair garage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Dagsboro 100, Sussex County, containing 14,613 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of Christopher Lopez.
I'll introduce it.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it.
Next, an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for medical offices to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, containing 22,161 square feet, more or less, filed on behalf of Dorothy Garvey.
Does it say it's on Plantation Road, too?
Let's see. It is lying north of Route 24, mm-hmm. The John J. Williams Highway, 425 east of Route 275 Plantation Road.
I'll introduce.
Mr. Phillips, introduce it. That's all?
That's it, the four. Yes.
This is brought before council. We have one today, Bobby Hemrick. Come on down, please.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to question regarding the county planner. For many months now, we have been asking when Sussex County will hire one or more county planners. In these dire times, with so many people facing foreclosure and new development virtually at a standstill, it is more important than ever to get a planner on board. Has any progress been made in this area? An update would be much appreciated.
Thank you.
We're working on it all the time.
As you have been told by council, we cannot comment.
I'm just going to ask her, would she had made a request to me. Would you make that other request? Could you kind of just condense the letter that about the ordinance?
Are we talking about the... we would like some clarification
right.
about the county code
right.
Pertaining to manufactured housing communities.
And who's in the organization? Your organization is
no, this is not DMHOA,
okay.
And this is not the League of Women Voters.
Okay.
This letter was written by John Molitor, the president of Sea Air Communities. It was sent to the county. It was sent
right.
to you.
Right, right. I passed it on. I just want everybody to hear this is why I'm saying this.
Okay. A letter was sent with questions.
Questions, right.
Regarding county code pertaining to manufactured
okay.
home communities. Seeking some answers and some clarification. What we're looking for, what they're looking for. Basically is the county's interpretation of some of that code. Because we get too many different answers. And
but could you give me an example?
Can I give you? I didn't come prepared George.
Okay. No, that's the... Okay. But, David, that's the request I've made to Dave, and I wanted everybody to hear it. They're not representing this. The letter was from a president of a homeowner association. So
yeah.
Does it require Mr. Rutt to try to answer this question? It's kind of generic. It's just interpret the code. But I don't, like I
well,
said, I don't...
Well, yeah, know. But it specified certain things in that letter.
Okay, right.
I'd be very happy right. to speak with you.
Okay, or email us another copy of it.
Just well, I gave, yeah, maybe we can't find it, but I did pass it on. And,
yes.
And,
okay.
Okay, thanks. But get another copy maybe to Mr. Baker.
Okay.
But now everybody's aware of what your request was, and we'll see if we can get a response.
Well, this would, I want you to know, this would be the third copy because...
I know.
A copy was sent in to you.
I'll look for it. Don't worry about it.
Be a little more specific on it, too.
Well, do we have a copy of the letter, Mr. Baker?
He has it probably in a pile on his
desk.
We've
got a copy somewhere. We'll take
if
care.
Not, I will be happy to provide yet another one, but...
Good. We'll try to save paper. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Right. Okay.
We will now entertain a motion to go into executive session for pending potential litigation.
So moved.
Second.
Motion is second. Question on a motion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? So carried. Now go to executive session.